Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And this morning I have with us Tom Mee, who is at Bentley Prince Street, and he's the Vice President of Customer Relations. Tom, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. How are things on the West Coast today?
Things are wonderful out here on the West Coast today. Thanks for asking.
Okay. I wanted to talk to you because recently we did an article about the whole modular carpet tile business in Floor Focus, and I thought it might be good to get you to talk to our listeners and tell us, I mean, as far as Bentley Prince Street is concerned, you have almost, I think, 30% of your business or so is on the modular tiles side.
Yes, it's roughly 30% and growing, so we're excited.
And you've been doing, I mean, you were an early adapter. You guys have been doing this since the mid-'80s, haven't you?
That's correct. We, since right about 1986, we built our first tile line out here in the City of Industry.
Okay. And it's kind of evolved over time, hadn't it? Because there was recent talk about the fact that you made a change or added another line or something.
Yeah, absolutely. We February of 2008, we officially started manufacturing orders on our brand new line, which is still a polyurethane cushion-based technology, but it really is some pretty state-of-the-art technology in what we're using to laminate that cushion.
With this new line, is it a... You say it's still a cushion.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, essentially we have a polyurethane cushion that is laminated with a polyolefin-based thermoplastic. So we have a laminating line. We simply take a soft piece of carpet,
yeah,
and a 32-ounce urethane cushion and laminate, as I said, with the thermoplastic, polyolefin-based thermoplastic.
Okay.
Which takes about, and when you compare that to what we used to do, we still had a urethane cushion. However, we were using latex and polycarbide, bitumen. And no longer do we use latex or bitumen. It is just the one layer of thermoplastic. It serves as an adhesive layer as well as a cap coat.
Okay. And so your end-of-life story is better now with less contaminant. Is that right?
Absolutely. The two products that have come out, latex and bitumen, were replaced by one layer of fully recyclable thermoplastic, and we, in that process, took out roughly 2 pounds per square yard. So the total face weight came down roughly 2 pounds per square yard.
Okay. So is there a vinyl component in your module?
No, there is no vinyl in our tile.
Okay, I see. I understand. All right. So that's kind of sets you apart versus your sister organization, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Our sister company has, of course, been doing vinyl since, you know, the beginning of time, and they do it better than anybody else.
Right.
When we commissioned this new line, we were looking really for the latest, newest technology and really trying to lower our environmental footprint as everybody else is, and this is where we chose to put our eggs.
And in California, is there more of an issue around one type of backing system?
Absolutely. California, we are more highly regulated, and of course there's not a lot of carpet mills out here in California. From an environmental standpoint, we are under much stricter restrictions being a California-based company, and which is another reason we chose this thermoplastic technology, because it fit very well within the state and within the guidelines of the environmental laws.
And you've been actually using this new line for, what, you say 2 years, is that, or year and a half?
Well, we officially kicked it off in February of 2008, but yes, for many, many months prior to that, we had run tens of thousands of yards of beta trials. So
okay.
It's thoroughly tested. It was not something we entered into lightly.
Right.
We're talking about a $6 million investment. So something that we tested and really did our homework, crossed our T's and dotted our I's. So we're very proud of the quality that we're seeing off this line.
Okay. And as you look down into the commercial market, is most of your business on the corporate office side? Or
are just shy of 50% corporate. You know, we've been growing our higher education, of course, with the recent economy, retail's taken a little bit of a hit, but we're about 50% corporate and then 50% in the other markets.
Okay. Do you have any idea at all about whether the stimulus package is going to help you in any of the markets you focus on? Like, do you do any government?
We do quite a bit with the government, and we're certainly hoping that it will take any help we can get, but they definitely do a lot of government work. And, as far as healthcare, for example, seems to be consistent. Higher ed has been very good for us. So we're going to weather the storm. We're just going to have to do this as everybody else has done, and we're going to be lean and mean when we come out of this thing.
Okay. Well, Tom, since you make both broadloom and carpet tile, are you seeing a pickup of one at the expense of the decline of the other, or what are you seeing?
Yeah, we are still continuing to see our tile business grow. I don't know at what point it will level out. Mm-hmm. 35 to 40% of our business will probably be carpet tile at the end of the day. Some of it has come at the expense of the broadloom business, but it's really about positioning products. Again, we offer both broadloom and carpet tile. We have over 140 running line broadloom products, and over 60 of those are carpet tile as well.
Okay. I don't know if you saw our article, we were tossing out some numbers that we had done some research on. We'd actually gotten some numbers from Market Insights that said that the market was about the carpet tile market was about a $1.1 billion market. Is that rate of growth been affected with this current dip in the economy?
Well, unfortunately, our position on carpet tile, we're not going to make the least expensive carpet tile. We've never been a low-cost manufacturer.
Uh-huh.
So the market may have shrunk, and as budgets have shrunken, a higher-priced tile is something that's going to be harder to sell in a down economy.
Right.
Yeah.
And you play on the upper end of the market.
Absolutely, we do. Well, we cover the range, but certainly, mid to high end is our sweet spot.
Yeah. Okay. What trends are you seeing in the carpet tile market?
Well, interestingly enough, I think that there's been a real return to a desire from our customers for monolithic tile. I think people have celebrated the seams with quarter turning and multi-directional long enough, and we're seeing a real move towards monolithic installations. That in combination with a lot of good solution dye color choices really allows us to, where in the past maybe there was a little bit limited, we were a little bit limited with solution dye. There's a lot more solution dye color out there, so designing a good-looking monolithic tile is easier than it's ever been.
All right, so you're seeing a movement away from all that kind of wild-looking quarter-turn stuff.
Yeah, I think it's maybe run its course. There's still some innovation out there, but we really see a move towards monolithic requests.
Okay, Tom. Well, I appreciate you spending time with us. We've been talking to Tom Mee, who is the Vice President of Customer Relations at Bentley Prince Street on the West Coast. I believe you're City of Industry.
City of Industry, right outside Los Angeles.
All right. And you've been listening to Kent Parr and FloorDaily.net.